right, this is Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do.
Look, Felicia, if she would have seen this in a movie, she'd have been like, that's not even believable. Why would they even put that in there? However, she thought to herself in the moment, this seems legit.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to use fake money to bail someone out of jail.
Come on now.
Then you're doing okay.
Come on now.
Of all the places to try this.
Seriously.
You're trying it at the Madisonville, Kentucky jail?
Don't you think that they're going to be the most trained to be able to spot money that's not real?
Listen, 39-year-old Felicia, she didn't care. She was going to try it. Not really even sure how she knew the guy she was trying to bail out. But apparently it was a $1,400 bail, and she handed them a stack of $100 bills, but they...
Did they buy them off Amazon?
Listen,
you can get those. They look kind of real.
Listen, they didn't even have to, like, scan it with, like, one of those black lights or whatever to figure out that the bills were fake. You just literally looked at the bills because each of the 14 $100 bills she handed over clearly said that they were for, quote, motion picture use only.
OMG!
My she understanding didn't even is read. It was motion picture money. It says that on the bill, I guess, that, you know, for movie purposes only or whatever. So that kind of tipped them off pretty quickly. I can't remember the last time I've heard of this, but I don't know if I've ever seen anybody take one to jail for sure.
Yeah. So instead of bailing the guy out, they were like, hey, Felicia, why don't you come with us?
Listen, we don't. Kentucky doesn't need this, Felicia. We don't need stuff like this for our reputation. We don't. You mean they didn't just say, bye, Felicia?
Yeah, no. That's what she was hoping.
Oh, did they escort her back to her own little room?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
They ended up arresting her for felony possession of a forged instrument, which is, I guess, a fancy way of saying, you know, fake money. Yeah. So
she didn't even read the money. She didn't double check it enough to just look at it.
She's like, looks legit. Let's go.
Motion picture uses. We didn't even try to buy something with it at the store first.
Nope.
We just went straight.
We were going to just try
to the police
immediately
station.
With the police. Yes.
Okay.
So again, Felicia,
that's precious.
Congrats.
Well, maybe, you know, now that she was the guinea pig, just to test it out, like, okay, it looks real. Let's double check it and see if this can pass.
Oh my gosh.
It cannot.
Redbubble Rachel just texted and said, not Madisonville. That's the town next to where I grew up. I might know this woman.
Oh no. Oh no.
Redbubble Rachel, you gotta bail your girl Felicia out.
Felicia needs somebody to bail her out with real money.
Oh no.
Oh,
that's
no.
funny. All right, there you go. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.